Tiffany opened her eyes, remembered and thought, was that a dream or real? She was in bed and Daft Wally was sitting on her pillow. It did all happen, didn't it?
Oh, aye, but the big hag was up here and said ye probably wasn't going to wake up a monster.
And are you all right?
Aye.
And Miss Level? Suddenly Tiffany's hands flew to her mouth.
Oh, no, I killed her. No, ye didn't, eh? I did. She made me angry. It was me, I remember. And I remember dust turning into stars. Heat, blood, the taste of blood. I remember things. I remember...
Shadows were closing in, and there was a ringing in her ears.
All of us. We killed her.
Then she heard the door open. Hands picked her up. She was slung over a shoulder and carried swiftly downstairs. She stared through inner mists at the dark figure standing in front of her.
Take one crucible of silver.
A hand slapped her sharply across the face.
What's your name?
Bustle.
Sensibility. No, that was a wizard, Tiffany. He's the strongest echo, but you're not him. Tiffany, what is your name?
But all was confusion and strange smells. In panic, she roared. Her face was slapped again.
No, that was the saber-toothed tiger. They're all old memories the hiver left behind. It's worn a lot of creatures, but they are not you. Come forward, Tiffany.
Strong hands gripped her arms. Two blue eyes bored into hers. They shone in the mists like sapphires.
What's your name?
Tiffany.
Really? Sing me the first song you ever learnt. Now. Stop! That was never learnt on a chalk hill. I reckon you're that desert queen who killed 12 husbands with scorpion sandwiches. Back into the dark with you!
Things went blurry again. She could hear whispered discussions. Well, that might work. What's your name, Pixie?
Awfully wee Billy Big Chin McFeagle, mistress.
You're very small, aren't you?
Only for my height.
The grip tightened again. The blue eyes glinted.
Tiffany, what does your name mean in the old speech of the Nac Mac Feagle? Now, think.
And it rose from the depths of her mind, up through the clamouring voices, lifting her beyond the reach of ghostly hands. Ahead, the clouds parted.
My name is Land Under Wave. Good. Now you know who you are. Be Tiffany, and the other voices will leave you alone, depend on it.
And she did feel better. She'd said her name. And now she could see the black-dressed figure clearly.
Oh, you're Mistress Weatherwax.